want you guys to all have a wonderful Christmas season. I know you still got a few days to go, but enjoy this time and just get the most out of it. This morning I was in prayer and I said, Lord, I just love this time where we celebrate. And I just hate to see this season, this exciting season. Even though we celebrate Jesus every day and we come and gather on the first day of the week all the time. But there's just something about celebrating his birth. Amen. So I'm going to take you over to Luke this morning. Go over to Luke. I want to show you something there. And it's not as though you've never seen it. But I want you to go over to Luke chapter 2. I'm just going to talk about the song they sang this morning. I think next year, if the Lord reminds me, and of course that could be long gone by next year, but I think next year, you know, I've preached the movies before. I've done It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas. I've done all the movies. All right. So I did all the movies one month, the month of December, and we've done everything. But I think next year I'd like to do the songs. I'll take one song. Tonight, I'm going to take it from here. Do you hear what I hear? I don't know if you saw the words to that song, but I'm telling you, these people that wrote these songs were like, they're just plain artists. And to think that Mark Lowry, the comedian, sings with Bill Gaither all the time, and he's just a nut. I mean, he's so funny, but he was raised in church, and he just does almost all of his comedian material is from the church that he was raised in. And I was thinking, as I was thinking on Mark this morning, I was thinking of David, my son-in-law. Sometimes we get together with him and Doyle and Lainey and myself and being raised in church and all the funnies. I'm telling you, David could give Mark Lowry some competition in his funnies being raised in church. And so I thought, David, one of these days we'll just get up here and let you do a stand-up comedy on the church. No offense, but we'll just have a good old time. Talk about those new loafers you had when you took them run around the church and slid right out the floor. Trying to be cool, trying to be spiritual. But he was actually trying to impress that little girlfriend he had. So anyway. But I was thinking of that song. Listen, Mary, did you know? I remember right where I was, Debbie, when I heard that song for the first time. I was in my car, and it was in the early 90s. And I heard, it was around Christmas time, of course, and there was Mary, did you know? And the singer said, and I think it was Mark singing it, everybody sang the song. And he said, Mary, when you kissed that little baby, did you know you kissed the face of God? And when those words were sung, I just broke out in tears. I'm thinking, my goodness, who could write like that? I mean, every line in that song is a masterpiece. And it's almost become an anthem. I think it's an anthem for Christmas. Beautiful. But that's not the one I'm doing today. I'm going to do you hear what I hear? And hopefully we'll go from the stable to the table. I don't know, hopefully. We're going to do that. So I know you were here last week and you heard me read the Magnificat of Mary, that the Catholics call it the Magnificat. But I want to read to you Mary's song one more time. Let's go over to Luke chapter 46. This is Mary's song. There was Moses' song and David's song and Deborah's song, but this is Mary's song, verse 46 of Luke. I'm sorry, Luke chapter 1, Kathy. Luke chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. Magnifies, that Latin for magnificent. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. She wasn't bragging, she just knew. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name. Now she goes into worship. and his mercy is on those who fear him. From generation to generation. And we saw another generation singing this morning about her. From generation to generation, verse 51, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly, like me. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her, right there with her Aunt Elizabeth, about 3 months, and then she returned back to her house. Amen. And the Bible says that Mary pondered all of these things that she had heard from the angel. I'm sorry, I was going to take you over. That was her song, but I just had to give you her song. Look at chapter 2 and verse 8. Let me read this to you before we go on. Luke 2 and 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood beside them, before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you in this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them to heaven that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And now they had seen him, they made widely known the sayings which were told them concerning this child. Look at this. And all those who heard it, all of those who heard it, there were many people that heard and saw what the angels did that night. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things in her little heart and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. They had heard and seen as it was told them. So Mary pondered them and thought about them. It just means that she went over it again and again and just began to meditate on everything that the shepherds say that they heard out in the field and everything that they had just heard from the angel. And I'm telling you today, church, we need to meditate a few things that we are hearing. Whenever you get a word from the Lord, you're reading your Bible and you're just reading along, and all of a sudden something just jumps off the page and it gets in your heart. You know what you need to do with that? Or you really must do with that is just ponder that in your heart. Just think on it, dwell on it, pull it up, consider it, because that is God speaking to you. It's called a rhema word. A word that is living. Well, the little song we heard today, they said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night." My little Ainsley reached over to me and said, "Oh, Mom, Nana, I love that part. A star dancing in the night. Doesn't that sound pretty, Nana?" Oh, yes, it does, baby. I'm going to preach that in a minute. The night wind said to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see?" And I'll tell you guys, Sandra, Micah, Chris, you all just came through a night season. A night wind blew hard against your face. And night winds blew against us in 2020. And the night wind blew in 2021. And you know what? The night wind is still blowing. We're in uncertain times and we really don't know a lot about what's going on. Seems to be real secretive in Washington, D.C. and around the world. Secrets. But I hear the night wind that's blowing against us. Say, Lord, do you see the star? Do you see what I see? Do you see the star of God dancing in the night? The Bible calls him the morning star. He is the morning star that gives light when we can't see. Wanda, I'm glad to see you here this morning. But you've been in a night season, my sweetheart. You've been around a long, long time. She's 90 now. Just went through another night season. But the woman of God's been around long enough to see the star. She's like, it's okay, Pastor. I see the star dancing in the night. Do you all see what I see? Oh, you don't? I said, do you see what I see? I'm talking about what I see according to this. What we see according to the word of the Lord. Oh yeah, we see. We see. That's why we've got to come in here on Wednesday night. That's why we've got to come on in here on Wednesdays and get recharged. You know why? Because of that night season. Because of that night wind. Ooh, that night wind just likes to blow and blow and make it darker and darker and make you think you're never going to see the light. But I want you to remember what the night wind said to that little lamb, that little baby, Jesus. He was a little lamb and he was a perfect lamb. And he was laying up in a manger. Stinky old manger and animals around. And mama just went through this horrible time of childbirth. I don't even know how to, I can't even imagine that childbirth. And yet that night wind is saying, Chris. Baby lamb, do you see what I see? It's the star of David. It's the star that God put in the sky in that little baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I see it, I see it, I see it. And then the song said, the next little phrase says, little lambs said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. And so there was little shepherd boys out keeping their flock. And the shepherds came all around to see the baby. And the lamb somehow said to the shepherds, do you hear ringing through the sky? Do you hear what I hear, O shepherds? They're like, well, we don't know. What do you hear? Do you hear? He said, oh. It's a song, and it's rainy. It's ringing through the sky. I hear a song. Now, those of you know that when Moses and the people of Israel, as family and friends and millions of them, walked through the Red Sea, and the Bible says when they got through the Red Sea, in the book of Exodus, that his sister Miriam, she got that tambourine and she danced and she twirled and she danced with her tambourine. Woo! As they worshiped the God that brought them through. Then you go on over to Judges and you read about Deborah and Jael and how this big army was there and those two women just got a few people together and they won that battle and Deborah began to sing. You can read it in Judges chapter 5 and her song. Oh, God, it's just so awesome. And Moses' song says, oh, God, you just drowned the rider and the chariots in the sea. Deborah began to say, Lord, you've defeated the biggest enemy against this land of Israel. And then David began to sing his song, and it just pivoted through the sky. And it was just heard all over, and David began to sing how wonderful God was. And what a mighty shepherd. And he would sing about how he had killed a lion with his own bare hands. And he'd killed a lion and a bear. Oh, I did it myself. Talked about how the lion would come up and grabbed that little, his little lamb while he was shepherding out in the field. The lion grabbed it by the neck, and David said, I just took his jaws and broke them apart. All a part of David's song. So they're all great songs. And everybody heard them sung with David's little harp. But then there was the ultimate song. And that's a song I just read you with Mary, that little Mary began to sing because she had never been with a man before. She was a virgin. And they all knew that this Messiah would come out of the loins, out of a womb of a virgin. They knew that. And yet she was betrothed to Joseph. And in those days, they were betrothed and the marriage was set up by the parents. And I believe God had a hand in that. But they didn't consummate the marriage or really come together as a married couple for about a year. But really, when they signed a contract and he bought his bride with a sheep or horses or donkeys or whatever, it was pretty much, they were pretty much married. But when he chose her, this little virgin, she, her song, when the little lamb said to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear, that song ringing through the sky? A song ringing through the sky. Yeah. They heard Mary's song. Oh, my soul does magnify the Lord. My song magnifies the Lord. And oh God, how wonderful to you to condescend to a woman of such low estate. I am lowlier than the lowest woman in my village. The poorest. And yet you chose me, Lord. That's her song. Okay. So that was another song, and it could have been that one that he was singing about. But then the song goes on to say, listen to this. The little lamb said to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? That song ringing through the sky. And then it says, a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. These people that wrote these Christmas carols, I say to you again, these people were full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, you can't write like this and not know who he is. Little Mary couldn't write like that, a song like that. David, Moses, no. And then these people that wrote these, Noel, Silent Night, Holy Night. The other night I did a community service for Myers. Went down there not knowing what to say, and I saw the lyrics. Pastor Lindell had given me some songs they were going to do Wednesday night. And there was Silent Night. It was just so full. I mean, every single line was full. And after we finished singing this morning, and they finished, and I'm looking at those words, I'm thinking, God, we're just too through right now. I mean, those songs were so full. That's enough to take us into next year all the way to Christmas. There was so much gospel in it. And this writer says, oh, with a voice as big as the sea. And the book of Revelation says that his voice sounds like it's the sound of many waters. That God's voice is like the sound of many waters. When he speaks, he just fills the air and it fills whoever's listening. It just fills you up. And when he speaks to you, he even said in the book of Hebrews over and over, he said, oh, listen, today. And he said that, listen. The writer said, listen, today. If you will hear his voice, if you'll hear his voice, it's like ringing in the sky. It's like the sound of many waters. As the writer said, his voice is as big as the sea. As big as the sea. Today, if you'll hear my voice. And you can. And when you hear his voice, let me tell you, you'll never forget where you were when he spoke to you. I wrote this song once called Calvary's Lamb. We had been on the road for many days and about 4 months, actually. hadn't been home, and we came home, and I got in my car, and we went to eat, and I thought, I need gas in my car. So I was driving down Morton, and I remember pulling up. I can tell you right where I was, because it was like the sound of many waters, and yet it was a still small voice. And I drove that car in to that little station there on Morton. And I remember just driving up on, you know how they have those little curbs? They're kind of rounded and up. And I drove up over that. And I heard the Lord say this. I know what it's like to go through change. Because my husband and daughter had just been killed by a drunk driver not too many days before that. Or months before. And he said, I know what it's like to feel change. And then it went just like this. Here came a song. We recorded it, put it down. Many people have sung it all over. I've gotten royalty checks on it. Not like some of those people we talked about the other day, but some. Listen to this. It says this. In a flash, I got this song. God became a baby. The babe became a man. The man became a shepherd. And the shepherd became a lamb. The lamb became the sacrifice, and the sacrifice was slain. And the blood that flows through Calvary's lamb is now flowing through my veins. And I got that just like that. Went home, didn't have to write it down, it was in me. We recorded it, got the verses, but I'm going to tell you, when God speaks to you, I said all that to say, you'll know it. I know you've got your flesh's voice to deal with and the devil's voice, but the devil's voice never sounds like God's. I mean, you may play with that a little bit, but in the end time, God's voice. He doesn't demand. He just invites you to follow him. Today, if you'll hear his voice. Oh, and then the shepherd boy said to the mighty king, do you know what I know? Isn't that funny that you and I would say that? The little boy went, asked the mighty king, the little baby. Maybe when the wise men went after he was a little older. Do you know what I know? Did you ever ask the Lord that? Lord, do you know what's going on in my family? I'm not sure that you know. I'm not sure that you care. Most of you know that. But there's been times and places before you grew in the Lord that you thought that, maybe times after you came to know him. Do you know what I know? And then the song says, a child shivering in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. That baby was shivering in the cold. And I'll tell you, when you get into darkness, it's cold out there. It could be the darkness of depression. It could be the darkness of fear. It could be the darkness of dread or lack or marital problems or just things in your head that put you in a prison all by yourself. Sin will certainly put you in darkness. Darkness, and it's very cold there, very cold. Feel like you're alone. But I love the way the song said. I said, King, do you know what I know? And the child was shivering in that night, in the night wind, shivering in the cold. But the wise men said, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us worship him. And I'll tell you, I believe that's a picture of where we once were. And now you and I bring him worship. We don't have frankincense and myrrh and gold, but we have brought him our hearts. Amen. Brought him our hearts. We bring him our mind. We bring him who we are. But I want to say something greater than that. Great, we worship him with everything we are. He said, let those that worship me in the last hour, I'm looking for people who worship me in spirit and in truth. There's no make-believe. There's no trying to work it up. You just love me and worship me because you do. It's not a show. You don't care if anyone saw you. You're just doing it all at home. But I want to take you a little bit farther. Here we go. And this is my last point. The last stanza in that song says this. said the king to the people everywhere. Said the king to the people everywhere. He said, listen to what I say, says the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You all, just listen. God says, just listen to what I say in my word. And if you'll just listen to what I say, everything begins to come into place. Oh, I know life is like putting a puzzle together, and sometimes there's a piece missing when you finish it. But God says, I see it all from here. So listen to what I say. And then the song says, said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. He will bring you goodness and light. He will bring you goodness and light. He will bring you goodness and light. And he did that, church. He's given us so many gifts. There's not just nine. There's many, many giftings that he has given to us. And not to mention eternal life. Not to mention his own love and his own joy. And his own goodness, as the song says. Oh, it says his goodness and his light. He is the light of the world, but he said, so are you. He came to make us the light. Didn't just give it to us. We are the light. So he says, listen to what I say. I've given you gifts. I've given you eternal life. And I've set these gifts in you. And this gift has kept on giving over the eons of time. 2,021 years now, he's just kept on giving. And there's more gifts for you. There's more gifts for me. There's more gifts, folks. Whatever you have need of, he said, I've got that for you. Now, I just want to say this. Let's just leave this table now. And we need to come to the table. I want you to stand on your feet. Come down here and just pick up a little cup out of the box, would you, if you want to have communion with us. Examine yourself. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will receive communion with us. Some churches, there are restrictions. Maybe whether or not you've been divorced, whether or not you attend this church. I don't care. I'd love for you to attend this church, but if you don't, all you've got to do is know Jesus. I just want you to know him as Lord and Savior. Come on and get your communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sweet friend, it's good to see you this morning. I love you, lady. Let's come to this table. From the stable to the table, he was the perfect lamb. He said, listen to what I say. I am the perfect lamb, and I am that I am. That's who he is. He says, I am. Y'all listen while you're picking it up. I want to tell you what communion means. It means fellowship. He invites us to have fellowship with this king. Oh, yes. If your husband calls you on the phone, you immediately know his voice. If your wife calls you, you know her voice. But if it's someone you haven't talked to in a long time, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Who am I talking to? But it's when somebody that you visit with a lot, you know their voice. And Jesus so wants us to know his voice. And we are so blessed to be able. He didn't want them to forget him. He said, I know I was born out there and I've come along with you. And we've had a lot of fellowship, he said to the disciples. And he was the shepherd of shepherds. Jesus, the Bible calls him the great shepherd. And he said, my sheep, all my sheep know my voice. And you know what else he said? He had so much confidence in us. He said, my sheep know my voice. And another one, they won't follow. What? And sometimes you see the saints going off on a tangent and following somebody or something else, and they know that's wrong. They know that thing is wrong. But Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, because my voice is like the sound of many waters. You hear my voice. It's like a song going through the air. But he said, I don't want you to ever forget me. And you and I get to fellowship with that one that has the voice of many waters. That one that when you're shivering in the cold will step out with a nice warm blanket of his love and wrap around you. Whatever you're caught up in, he'll say, I forgive you. You were the righteousness of God. Please put up Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. I'm going to read this to you before we receive. See, folks, Christmas is about both. Without the stable, the table wouldn't be any good. But without the stable wouldn't be any good. I mean, they'd both be empty. But they're so full. I know what I'm going to do today. I'll go back home and I'll say, Lord, I didn't even know what to do with that message. It was too big for me, Lord. It was just way too big for me to try to deliver it. But I did the best I could. And I pray, Lord, that I put a smile on your face, that maybe you enjoyed it. Did I tell them good, oh Lord? Did I let them know? So you just go home and report for duty and say, Lord, I'll take everything they said I could have. And listen, I want to tell you this too. I'm going to have to say this for a little while. We're not going to, unless I call one-on-one up for prayer. But we were just getting where we could have altar calls and prayer time up here. We're going to have to be careful with that for a little while. Again, I'm protecting the house. So, anyway, I want to show you the scripture. They're both so important. Christmas and the resurrection. And Hebrews 10, 5, 7. Therefore, when he came, we know that's Jesus. When he came into the world, there at the manger, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. Lord, you didn't really, you weren't requiring sacrifice and offering, though the whole Old Testament was giving it to you. You didn't desire, but a body you have prepared for me in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. You had no pleasure in that, Lord. And then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. To do your will, O God. When I came, sacrifice and offering you didn't desire, but you prepared a body for me. Not only did the Lord say, my Father prepared this body for me that we're about to partake of, for his body to become a sacrifice, but we are the body. He's prepared us, the body of Christ. We join with people all over the world. I'm glad David told you about how we joined our money and our hearts with those poor people in Kentucky having Christmas in a gym somewhere, maybe under a tent, with thousands of other people they don't know. Not presents from mom and dad, but from some help service like Samaritan's Purse. But he said, Lord, I'm thankful for my body. See, we're prepared for him. We're prepared. That's why we're going to receive his body. Would you take his body, the cracker in your hand? Let's just offer it up to the Lord. Jesus, you didn't want us to forget you, and I'm so happy you didn't. And I'm glad you've given us something. We don't get to see very much, Lord, down here, because we walk by faith and not by sight. But this morning, Lord, we can see this little cracker. And you said, that's my body. It represents my body that was torn up for you to bring you out of the shivering cold and out of a life of sin and to bring healing to your body. Jesus, as we eat of your body today, would you release healing? I'm asking you to release healing in this congregation, to Therma, and to those we called out to names earlier, Lord. Eat and remember the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. Thank you, Jesus. May we receive healing because of your body. Just as the Father prepared your body, you prepared our body. And we're thankful, Lord, to be a part of you. Lord, today we lift up this precious cup that Peter said holds your precious blood. And you said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you don't have a life. So today, Lord, we are eating of your life because life is in the blood. So we receive this cup as a token of your love, as a token of your forgiveness and a washing and a cleansing. May you cleanse us with all of your righteousness. We are the righteousness of God and we are honored. Thank you, as Mary said, for coming to a people of low estate. We love you, Jesus. Come on and receive the cup today. And could we do what the shepherds and the wise men do and just lift up both hands and bring your own worship to him? Bring your own, just you, all by yourself. You can say it quietly, you can say it loudly, but just you and him right now, just you and him. Just a sweet worship. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Let me remind you once more. Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? The star dancing in the night. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, it's a song. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? Yes. Number four, said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Hear his word. Oh, sweet Jesus. The song, Mary, did you know? Well, let me tell you something. She knew. Oh, she knew who he was. I still love the song. Oh, they fuss about everything. They try to get all analytical about, oh, yeah, she knew. Well, I know she knew. But I still love the way it awakened our spirits, don't you? Just awakened our spirits. She knew. And you know what? You know. It's just sometimes we forget. And that's why Jesus said, I want you to do this so you don't forget. Amen? God bless you guys. Have a very Merry Christmas. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may I bless you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You have a Merry Christmas Eve and a Merry Christmas. Amen.